and also what
shall we pray? Heavenly Father, as we look at references to you in the Bible, please may we draw closer to you, and please may your Spirit give us peace. Amen. The title of this morning's message is a question I'm sure we have all been asked many times in our lives. What is your name? For many, it's a word or a name that you've heard since you took your first breath. For others, they were simply nameless for a while family, or in some cases, the equivalent of a priest, decided their name. In some cultures and religions, babies are without names for several weeks and simply known as the baby, until the parents can secure an appointment with the priest, who will decide the criteria of the child's name based on the exact date and time of their birth. In Western Europe, we have male names, female names, and gender-neutral names. Traditional English names like Mary and modern names like Electra, both considered female. And we have gender-neutral names like Lindsay. Some have multiple names, and for some people, the full list of their names is only revealed to their friends at their wedding, when a full list of names are read out. Traditional names, based on culture, are sometimes more difficult to pronounce by people of another culture. Traditional names hold a clue of the parents' wishes for their children. We have full names, nicknames, abbreviated names. Yet if it's your nickname, your full name, or your abbreviated name, you will identify with it and respond. Even if you don't like the name. From a young age, I did not like my given name. My parents, on the other hand, loved the name, especially my father, who had apparently chosen my name. It never quite sat well with me growing up. As a child, I often wondered what I would call myself if I had the opportunity to change my name. No name came to mind. I could not think of a single name I would rather be called. It just didn't suit me or feel like me. In retrospect, I find it interesting. I didn't like my given name, yet I did not identify with any of the names I could think of. I made peace with my name and embraced my name and my nickname. Today, my nickname is what my doggy clients and friends know me by. I'm sure there are many here today who can identify with not really liking all their given names. When it came to naming my children, it was important that their names should have a significant meaning. Dominique, a French name of Latin origin, means of the Lord. And Matthew, a Hebrew name, meaning gift of God or gift of Yahweh. Our names are usually chosen with great care by our parents, family, or guardians. And as we grow up, our name becomes an integral part of who we see ourselves as. Our names connect us to our heritage, family culture, and background. Our names serve as bridges between generations and as a symbol of continuity, connection, and tradition. Research shows that names have a profound impact on how we perceive others. Names influence our expectations of other people's success or failure. Names shape our perceptions, prejudice, influence, and interaction with others. The psychology of a name is huge. and uniquely multifaceted. It's easy to legally change a name, but psychologically it is very difficult and a significant decision. There are many reasons why names are changed: adoption, marriage, or protection of some sort. But changing one's name always separates one from one's past. An example of a name changing in the Bible is Abram and Sarai. God changed Abram's name, meaning High Father, to Abram, meaning Father of many nations. And interestingly, Sarai and Sarah both mean princess. Another well-known example is when God changed Saul's name on the road to Damascus to Paul, Saul meaning prayed for, and Paul meaning humble. Unlike many others, I have only one given name. God has many names in the Bible. And unlike human names, God's names are not aspirational names. God's names don't reflect fashion or attitude. God's names are a tiny window of who He is. God's names reveal a different aspect of His character, His way, who He is, and what He does. To know God's name is to know Him. In Genesis 1, verse 1, we have, "In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth." God, our Creator. This planet we call Earth did not happen by mistake. It's not a result of an explosion resulting in a string of chaotic events. God, our Creator, intentionally created this earth and everyone on it. He fully and totally intended for you and me to be here. If ever you feel insignificant, remember Elohim. God, your Creator, intended for you to be here. We meet Hagar in Genesis 16 in a desperate situation where she encounters God on a personal level. In verses 13 and 14, it says, "I have truly seen the one who sees me, Elroy, the living God who sees me, the living God who sees each one of us individually." This revealing of God as Elroy, the God who sees me, is closely followed in the book of Genesis chapter 17. When God makes a covenant with Abraham, God says to Abraham, "I am El Shaddai, God Almighty." In Genesis 22, where Abraham sees the ram caught by the horns in the thicket, and the ram is used for the offering on the altar, Abraham calls the place Yahweh Jireh, "The Lord will provide." God provided for Abraham in that moment, as God provides for each one of us, each moment. In Exodus 3, the conversation between God and Moses at the burning bush is the first reference of God as Yahweh, and translate as I am. The God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the name to be remembered through all generations. Note, he says I am, not I will be or I was. I am, always in the present tense. I am the beginning, the Alpha. I am the end, the Omega, and every step in between. As you can see, God did a lot of revealing of himself in the books of Genesis and Exodus. In Exodus 15:26, he says, "If you listen carefully to my voice and obey my commandments, I will not make you suffer the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am Yahweh Rapha, the God who heals you. Similarly, Yahitaros, which is the Hebrew for God meaning physician, God, the great physician, who heals us physically, spiritually, and emotionally. In Exodus 34, verse 14, we have Elkanah. Do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, Elkanah, is a jealous God. Our God, who is jealous over our relationship with him because of his deep love for us. In Psalms 18, verse 2, we have Yahweh Tsuri, and in Psalms 23, we have Yahweh Roi. The Lord is my rock, and the Lord is my shepherd, God my protector, sustainer, and fortress. In Psalms, a name I had never heard, Psalms 3, verse 3, Magan, the Lord is my shield. But you, O Lord, are a shield around me, and you are my glory, the one who holds up my head. Psalm 18:10, Migdal Oz, meaning strong tower. I'm so grateful that God is my shepherd, my protector, that he has protected me from more than I could possibly know. In 2 Corinthians 6, we have Abba Pater, meaning father. In verse 18 it says, and I will be your father and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Isn't that amazing? The Lord Almighty, the Ancient of Days, the Holy One of Israel, calls himself our Father and us his sons and daughters. Not only our Father, but Daddy. A loving, caring God seeking a relationship with his child. Yahweh Hesed, meaning God of forgiveness. Do you sometimes tend to think only of Jesus when it comes to forgiveness? Is the forgiveness of God sometimes lost on us when we think of God as the judge? Isn't it amazing that God's forgiveness is woven into his name? Yahweh Hesed, God of forgiveness. Nehemiah 9:17, they refused to obey and did not remember the miracles you had done for them. Instead, they became stubborn and appointed a leader to take them back to their slavery in Egypt. But you are God of forgiveness, gracious and merciful, slow to become angry and rich in unfailing love. You did not abandon them. The books of Hosea, Isaiah, and Jeremiah give us another name, Ish. These three books, the name Ish translates as husband. Isaiah 54, verse 5 to 8. Your maker is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name. And your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved. The best part of our relationship with Ish is that no matter how unfaithful we are, he will not leave. God has more than 100 names in the Bible, and each different name, a character that he has revealed to us. When I started my research into the names of God, I wanted to find names and characteristics I didn't know. Names that described God's character and actions and characteristics that you don't come across in general reading. I made a list of these characteristics I wanted to find in the names of God. Very quickly, my list was fulfilled. I learned so much more about God, his character, but also his deep love for each one of us. I found my perspective of God changed, and I found a God who is deeply loving, who wants a deep relationship with me, his child. He wants a relationship with each one of us. He is not a distant God. God's names show us that in him we have completeness. He makes us whole. He created us. He loves us and redeems us. As a Christian and a son or daughter of God, we each carry God's name as part of our identity. I said earlier that the changing of a name separates us from our past. I want those I interact with to think of me as Deirdre Foree, child of God. I know I fall woefully short of the character of God, but God has called me his daughter, and he has promised never to leave me. In Romans 8, verse 31, he has assured me that nothing can separate me from his love. I am ready for a name change that separates me from my past. How about you? Are you ready for a name change? And what will that name be?